boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show that's a lot better, a lot louder. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am Sean Rocks, your sporting host, walking, talking, rock and roll encyclopedia. Also, 1974 Elks Hoop Shoot State Free Throw Champion of Montana. How are you doing on this super duper Monday? I think that's when we listen to this. We got great news in the local love front of the sporting news as for our great quarterback Tommy Mellott. Was drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders. That's the bad part. The good part is he got drafted. Bad part, the Raiders. I don't like the Raiders. I used to like the Raiders years ago. Definitely not when they moved to Vegas. But congratulations to him. Looks like he's going to be an all-around utility offensive weapon. Throwing the ball, running the ball, catching the ball. And hopefully makes a team. Because he could be a goodie. And he will be another great pro athlete in the ranks of Butte folk. When I was a kid, Pat Ogren was a Washington Redskin. We all remember Colt Anderson. Mr. Johnson, catcher for the Mariners. Lots of pro athletes come from this great city of ours. All right. Tommy Mellott, go kick some butt in the NFL, buddy. All right, we're going to take a look at the playoff races. First in the NBA, things are getting quite interesting in the NBA. And not going the way things should be going. Like it usually is done in the NBA. The Knicks lead the Celtics 2-1. Winning both games in Boston. Now the Celtics stomped them the other night in Madison Square Garden. If they do that again tonight, look for Boston to win this series. I still think Boston's going to win this series. Even if the Knicks do go up 3-1. Celtics are just a better team. And they're the defending champions. The Timberwolves and the Warriors. Stephen Curry pulls a hamstring, ruins the Golden State Warriors' hopes of going all the way. Because without him, they're in major, major deep trouble. Look for the Timberwolves to win two more and take this series. The other side of things, Indiana is showing Cleveland that their number one seed is not safe and that they are just about to be kicked out of the playoffs. As they're up 3-1. I thought the Cavs had some life in them when they beat them by 50 the other night, but then last night happened, and by halftime, Indiana had 80 points. They're up 3-1. Look for the Pacers to win this one. Probably 4-1, especially if Donovan Mitchell cannot play. The other side of things, the best series of them all, the Nuggets and the Thunder. They're tied 2-2, and this one's going all the way, all seven. Can the little Thunder do it? Or the Nuggets going to show their moxie? I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. I'm going to take the Nuggets, so. In the hockey, real quick, my Washington Capitals are losing 2-1 to the Hurricanes. The Oilers are up 2-1 over the Knights. Dallas leads his Winnipeg Jets. And Edmonton For Florida and Toronto are tied 2-2. NHL playoffs are fantastic, and my Capitals got to win tonight. Tie things up. All right, it's getting beautiful outside, and if you don't know what to do, then let me tell you to go outside and play. If you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man, Sean Rocks, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show Saturday nights, 8 p.m., now in my 40th year of breaking your neck. And the pleasure's been all mine. Till next time, for everybody here, in the meantime, in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. Peace, love, rock and roll!